always been interested in helping others to become successful, and I wanted to know what Gallup had gleaned. Their answers fell into 12 different categories, but the number one answer was good health. 58% of the people surveyed identified that with success over anything else. I don't know about you, but I value good health and I've been blessed with it. But if I had only good health and nothing else, I don't know that I would label myself as successful. One of the things I've discovered is that people often find it hard to define success. But if you don't know what success is, how will you ever achieve it? That's why I want to help you identify a definition of success that will work for you. Success is a journey. Let me begin to illustrate by telling you a story. A few months ago, I stood before 74 employees of Enjoy, the organization that I founded in 1985 to teach leadership and personal development, and prepared to tell them some news that I knew would be exciting to some and discouraging to others. I was going to tell them that in a year's time, we would be moving the company from San Diego, California, to Atlanta, Georgia. Enjoy President Dick Peterson and I had been talking about the possibility of moving the company for about 6 months. It had begun as a casual what-if conversation, but then we started giving it more serious thought, and we discovered that moving to Atlanta made sense professionally, logistically, and economically. We knew that if we wanted